This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Chinese health officials say the number of coronavirus deaths is approaching 500 and that new cases have risen to nearly 25,000. Meanwhile, a luxury Japanese cruise ship with some 3,700 people aboard has been quarantined in the port of Yokohama after suspected virus victims were evacuated and hospitalized. For the rest, a long 2 weeks ahead. David Abel is a passenger aboard the Diamond Princess.
The Japanese health authority now insist that all passengers have to remain in their cabins. We can't open the door and walk along the corridor. We are confined to cabin for the duration of the cruise.
Another shipload of passengers will be screened in Hong Kong after being denied entry to Taiwan. So far, at least 490 people in China have died from the coronavirus since it was detected in December. There are about 150 confirmed cases in 23 other countries. There has been one death outside China in the Philippines. Despite its increasing numbers globally, the World Health Organization says the virus outbreak has not yet reached the level of a pandemic. With the rapid spread of the new virus comes the worry over how it can be stopped. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Halting the spread of a new virus that has killed hundreds in China is difficult, in part because important details about the illness and how it spreads are still unknown. China orchestrated history's largest antiviral campaign by blocking 50 million people from leaving Wuhan and nearby cities where the outbreak has been concentrated. Some places are discouraging people from even leaving their apartments, and businesses and offices are closed indefinitely. Foreign governments have rushed to get their citizens out of China, while also restricting visitors from the country. And countries' efforts to hold people in quarantine to stop a possible pandemic have not always been smooth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More news at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News. On the eve of an expected acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial, U.S. President Donald Trump delivered his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress last night. The evening included a bout of tension between the president and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. We get the story from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President and Speaker had not talked in months after a blow-up during an October meeting here at the White House.
The joint session will come to order.
They were not cordial last night either. The president did not shake Pelosi's outstretched hand before the speech. Immediately after he spoke, Pelosi tore up her copy, later saying the speech was a manifesto of mistruths. Vice President Pence tells Fox and Friends he doesn't know if Pelosi was ripping up the speech or the Constitution. The Trump campaign says Pelosi might as well rip up any plans for attracting independent voters. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Self-styled Venezuelan interim president Juan Guaido is scheduled to meet with President Trump at the White House 2 hours from now. He was a presidential guest at the State of the Union address. Guaido has so far failed in his campaign to gain the ouster of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas, despite widespread international support. The United Nations says hundreds of thousands of civilians in the northwestern Syrian province of Idlib are facing a humanitarian emergency and are in desperate need of life-saving assistance. The world body is appealing for $336 million to assist 800,000 people over the next 6 months. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Relentless bombing by Syria and its Russian ally is forcing tens of thousands of people to flee in search of refuge, but there are no safe zones. Countries bordering Syria have repeatedly closed their borders, forcing people caught up in the violence to keep moving in this area where no open escape routes exist. Over the past 2 months, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, says more than 500,000 people, most of them women and children, have been displaced from their homes. He says many flee with nothing more than the clothes on their backs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Taliban is rejecting the American charge that the insurgent group lacks the will to work at ending the nearly two-decade-old war in Afghanistan. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo demanded what he called demonstrable evidence from the Taliban it would reduce the level of Afghan violence as a step toward a peace settlement. An avalanche slammed into a mountain road in eastern Turkey today, wiping out a huge team of rescue workers sent to find two people missing in an earlier avalanche. Officials say 12 were killed. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B.